Triggers are database object. Basically, these are a special type of stored procedure that is automatically fired slash executed when a DDL or DML command statement related to the trigger is executed. Triggers are used to assess slash evaluate data before or after data modification using DDL and DML statements. These are also used to preserve data integrity, to control server operations, to audit a server, and to implement business logic or business rule. Types of triggers in SQL Server. We can create four types of triggers: data definition language DDL triggers, data manipulation language DML triggers, CLR triggers, and login triggers. DDL triggers in SQL Server. We can create triggers on DDL statements like create, alter, and drop, and certain system-defined stored procedures that perform DDL-like operations. Example: if you are going to execute the create login statement or the sp_login stored procedure to create login user, then both these can execute slash fire DDL trigger that you can create on create_login event of SQL Server. We can use only for slash after clause in DDL triggers, not instead of clause, means we can make only after trigger on DDL statements. DDL trigger can be used to observe and control actions performed on the server, and to audit these operations. DDL triggers can be used to manage administrative tasks such as auditing and regulating database operations. DML triggers in SQL Server. We can create triggers on DML statements like insert, update, and delete, and stored procedures that perform DML-like operations. DML triggers are of two types: after trigger using for slash after clause. This type of trigger fires after SQL Server finishes the execution of the action successfully that fired it. Example: if you insert record slash row in a table, then the trigger related slash associated with the insert event on this table will fire only after the row passes all the constraints, like as primary key constraint, and some rules. If the record slash row insertion fails, SQL Server will not fire the after trigger. Instead of trigger using instead of clause, this type of trigger fires before SQL Server starts the execution of the action that fired it. This differs from the after trigger, which fires after the action that caused it to fire. We can have an instead of insert slash update slash delete trigger on a table that successfully executed but does not include the actual insert slash update slash delete to the table. Example: if you insert record slash row in a table, then the trigger related slash associated with the insert event on this table will fire before the row passes all the constraints, such as primary key constraint and some rules. If the record slash row insertion fails, SQL Server will fire the instead of trigger. CLR triggers. CLR triggers are a special type of triggers based on the CLR common language runtime .NET framework. CLR integration of triggers has been introduced with SQL Server 2008 and allows for triggers to be coded in one of .NET languages like C#, Visual Basic, and F#. We coded the objects like trigger in the CLR that have heavy computations or need references to objects outside the SQL Server. We can write code for both DDL and DML triggers using a supported CLR language like C#, Visual Basic, and F#. I will discuss CLR trigger later. Login triggers. Login triggers are a special type of trigger that fire when login event of SQL Server is raised. This event is raised when a user session is being established with SQL Server that is made after the authentication phase finishes, but before the user session is actually established. Hence, all messages that we define in the trigger, such as error messages, will be redirected to the SQL Server error log. Login triggers do not fire if authentication fails. We can use these triggers to audit and control server sessions, such as to track login activity or limit the number of sessions for a specific login.